And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again to play Public Radio's 437th most popular game show, The Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier in the hour, we asked this question. Monday evening, the candidates for Seattle mayor gathered at the Central Library downtown and read from their favorite books. Eight of the nine candidates turned out for the event, including incumbent Mayor Mike McGinn, and he read a little bit of his favorite book. What was the book that Mayor Mike McGinn read from in that clip? The correct answer to that question was Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. Arwen Nix, who got the answer correct and qualified to play the Conversation News Quiz?
Madeline Fairbanks. She is a reporter, and she also happens to teach fitness boot camp.
Madeline, thank you so much for joining us. And you're a reporter who teaches fitness boot camp. How did you end up teaching fitness boot camp?
I just really like to work out, and I've always been kind of entrepreneurial. So I decided to spread my love of fitness and get paid for it.
Nice. That sounds like a pretty good plan. All right. Well, Madeline, fitness boot camp teacher, reporter for the Snohomish County Tribune, we are now going to play the Conversation News Quiz. And the rules are, if you can answer two of the three questions that we have for you correctly, you are going to be Conversationalist of the Week, and you will displace Karen Gom as Conversationalist of the Week on our Facebook page.
All right.
Are you ready to play, Madeline Fairbanks?
I am so ready.
Excellent. Okay, so question one. Earlier this week, David Hyde spoke with historian and author Kenneth Davis about Juneteenth and the Battle of Gettysburg. This year marks what anniversary of that battle? Is it A, 100 years, B, 150 years, or C, 125 years?
B, 150 years.
That's the correct answer, Madeline. Congratulations. All right. Are you ready for question two?
I am.
Excellent. All right, here it comes. Dr. Sarah Stoltz is a sleep expert, and she joined us on the conversation for a discussion.
I listened to this.
So did I. And she joined us on the conversation for a discussion on what it means to be well-rested. Sometimes, this can't be surprising, people don't get enough sleep and it can take up to a few hours to be fully alert. What did Dr. Stoltz call that half asleep stage? Did she call it morning fuzz, coffee time, or sleep drunkenness? You are eager. Go for it.
Sleep drunkenness.
Correct. That's the correct answer. All right. You've got two out of three. Here's the third question. Yesterday on The Conversation, author Andy Greenberg told us about a mysterious, far-off corner of the internet where people go to buy drugs, weapons, fake IDs, and many other things, all while avoiding being tracked by the government or police. What is this wild west of the internet called? Is it A, the Underground Highway, B, the Super Secret Club for Drugs, or C, the Silk Road?
Oh, I thought it was about onion. The Silk Road?
Correct! That was right. Arwen Nix, how did Madeline Fairbanks do?
She got three out of three correct answers like a boss, and she is our winner.
Right.
Congratulations, Madeline! You will occupy the position of glory at the KUOW Facebook page this week, wearing the conversation crown. Madeline Fairbanks, you did a wonderful job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Madeline Fairbanks is the Conversationalist of the Week. She is our Conversation News Quiz winner. She's also a reporter for the Snohomish County Tribune, and she teaches fitness boot camp. You can check out a picture of Madeline in all of her crowned glory at our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation with Ross Reynolds.